Montgomery, Texas. Hi, Michael.
I want you to know that I wake up every morning and I shave with Barbasol.
Bless your heart. Where is Montgomery?
Montgomery is just north of Houston, right outside of Conroe.
Oh, Conroe, sure. Okay, good. Good to hear from you, sir.
When I hear people talk about education, the back of my hair stands up because the number one problem in education is a poor home life. And you can throw all the money you want to for teacher education, getting better teachers, professional development, but nothing is going to help education like a better home life.
I agree. The parent is the single most important adult in the child's life and the single most important person in terms of the child's education.
We need to keep talking about getting better teachers. We've got to do something with the home life, Bill.
No, we got to do both. We can do both. Look,
Bill.
No, wait, Michael, first. The lever we have in terms of funding in the state or in the government is the public education system. We don't have as many levers when it comes to family.
That's right. But, Bill, that's where the problem is.
Let me give you a, for instance,
this last report card, I had 11 students with a below 70. That's failure. You know how many phone calls I got? None.
Yeah, I know.
None.
You're absolutely right. Single most important. Hang on. We'll let you talk. Hang on. We got a break. We'll let you talk because it's a different perspective than we were talking about yesterday, but we don't disagree. Not every teacher is a parent, but every parent is a teacher, the child's all but indispensable teacher. We'll be right back. We can't. Oh, this is good. What is this?
Yeah, we'll go out with the chorus on this. It'll be very good.
All right.
America by Rodney Ant.
Oh, what? What's wrong with that? Nothing wrong with that. Let's go back. Where's our guy? Where's our teacher?
He hung up.
Well, I wanted to give him time. Look, he made a great point. Let me make 2 points about this. He said he gave 10 grades out, lower than 70. How many parents did he hear from? None. That is, you know, that's dereliction of duty. That's dereliction of duty. You know, parents at our school would be there saying, why'd you give him lower than 70? But that's fine. I'll tell you why. He didn't do his homework or he didn't turn in the assignments, whatever. Look, it's very hard to make up for that. At the same time, schools make a difference. They do make a difference. Demographics are not destiny. Your genes play an important role in your life and in your education, but they are not all determinative. And the difference between even a kid who's a low performer with limited ability can do a ton better with a good set of teachers than a poor set of teachers, even if there's not the right motivation at home. And sometimes teachers can provide that motivation. That's all. Just schools matter. Homes matter more. Look, you want the answer to the mysteries of life? I had the two jobs, drugs are and education. I'll say it again. If you could learn one thing from your two jobs, what would it be? Give me better families, better schools, more teaching in the churches, and I'll give you back 90% of the pathology of American life. 90%. Better homes, better schools, better churches. That's we'll take one more call on that. We got a ton of calls. We'll go to line 2. Let's